Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I admit it, can't damn. Oh, hi. How you doing?
Gabe,
so you've gotten rid of the fucking countdown. Anyway, I was just saying to Bluey before we come on the air, welcome to Counts Me Now. My name's Isaac Butterfield and I'm sick.
You got AIDS.
I got the AIDS.
You sound terrible.
The AIDS epidemic has got me.
You sound bad. You got monkeypox.
I got monkeypox.
What's up, mate? Flu?
Yeah. I thought I had fucking...
The vid.
No. I did test though. I only test because I was going to go see Grant.
Yeah.
The other day. Can you stop playing that fucking music, Gabe?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're here for laughs, there's not going to be a lot this episode.
I'm going to air me grievances.
The big fella is tired and cranky and sick.
So we just saw the dogs were walking. Some fucking giant mongrel just comes out of the garage. This fucking, like, you know, the Sandlot movie, one of those giant dogs starts getting up in Littlefoot and Rosie's grill. And I'm like, I start thinking, because Claire's panicking, I'm panicking, thinking, because there's no one around, like its owner.
Panigan Skywalker.
Looks like one of these dogs that could snap any minute. It's one of those dogs, you know, when a kid's been eaten, they're going, oh, God, I can't believe Killer did it.
Yeah. I always thought that, you know, the dog off Toy Story, like the fucking pit bulls with the pointy nose? They always scared me.
So I'm thinking in my head, right, if he goes for Rosie, I'm going to fucking kill this cunt. I'm going to fucking just hammer him. I'm going to tackle him.
How would you kill a dog if you had to?
I'll go, well, Claire, what do you think Claire said?
I don't know.
She goes, go for the eyes, claw him out, pull his eyes out if you need to.
I'd go Will Smith, I Am Legend, fucking.
Yeah, but they can back out. I don't think you could, I don't think you could do it. I've tried to clean Littlefoot's teeth. They're crafty buggers, especially if they're trying to kill you.
Nah, not if you're trying to kill them.
You could Kimura their leg and break it.
There's a difference in grip between when you're trying to brush a dog's teethies and when you're trying to fuck.
That's true. Hey, you see that over there?
That
is a knife that got sent to us.
That's not a knife.
I think it's
this
from,
is a knife. Sorry.
Oh, what's their name? Is it Nomad Knives?
Can yeah. I
just give me one touch second. It? Let me just have 1 second. If it's this, I want to give him a good shout out. I did shout him out on the Mum and Dad show the
it's
other
day. It's got like a nice cork handle.
Nomad. Nomad Knives. They hooked us up.
Can I have a
please have a look at it. Show it to the camera and pull it out nice and slow towards the camera.
Wow. This is fucking impressive.
Ready?
Holy fucking.
It's a fucking. That is enough. I'm going back up there to get that dog.
That looks fucking sharp.
Yeah. Pretty good, eh?
Should I start fucking throwing it around?
No, I dare someone to break into my house. They're going to get hit with merch and then they're going to hit with a fucking bayonet from the 1940s and then that thing.
When'd you get sick?
Oh, well, Monday. It hit me like hay fever. I was like, oh, fuck, I got hay fever. I started sneezing, carrying on. And then I went to Oztag. A lot of people don't know what Oztag is. It's like touch football. But
gayer. It's like a somehow
no,
touch softer football, version of touch.
Touch football sucks because all you do is you run up to someone and then touch them and then you play the ball and you run up and just tip each other. It's like a game of tips. Shit.
Oztag
is so much
sucks.
Better.
Oztag seems better.
Nah.
Thank you, Gabe. It's so much better. What about there was nearly a fight in the Oztag game the other day?
What a tough bastard.
It was good.
Starting fights at Oztag.
No. Well, it wasn't me.
No, I didn't say it was you. I'm saying whoever this flog was that did that.
I play in my brother's, Jonas is in his team with all his mates because I've got no friends. One of the young blokes sort of span out of a tag area. Nearly a tackle, if you will. And got old mate.
It's not a tackle.
Got him with the fucking, got him with the old bow.
Yeah.
In the teeth.
Ooh.
And then he had a bit of claret coming out. So old mate grabs him.
Ooh.
Around the fucking throat, like there and like that, like these ones. And he's fucking getting in. And this is a young kid, like he had to be 20 or whatever. And this older bloke, probably around our age. And so I love like blues. Like I'm not a blue-up, but I love being in the middle.
I love being there when they
I love
happen.
Being where I just fuck. I just
you would burr up at Oztag for sure, I reckon.
I hate Oztag.
I did. You should play Oztag. It's good fun.
No, I did. That's why I don't. No, I don't like it.
So I run in and I'm going, brother, all the brothers,
bros. You don't have to do this.
I'm in the middle. I used to do this when I was playing. Like I get right up in their face and go, Brother, it's okay. It's all G, mate.
You're making it worse.
It's like, he didn't mean to do that. And he's like seething blood. And it was great. It was great fun.
I hate Oztag.
It just reminded me of the old days of playing foosball. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So anyway, you started getting sick Monday.
Yeah, I thought it was hay fever. The next day I was still pretty cruel, like through the nose and that, and the back of the nostrils. And this morning it was all in the throat, coughing up green phlegm. Ugh. It's like your fucking t-shirt.
Did you get it? Were you away on the weekend performing comedy anywhere?
Well, I did two shows in Toowoomba and some other shithole, the Sunshine Coast. It's actually a beautiful part of the world.
Sunshine Coast, awesome.
Yeah, I know, but it took us 3 hours to get there because the traffic was bullshit.
So it sucks now.
So it sucks. Your traffic sucks, guys. But we had it was my last show.
For the year. Ever.
Because now I'm sick and I've given up.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it was probably one of the better shows I've done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
It was a cool crowd. It was an RSL and it was packed out, like 700 people.
Oh,
and it was it was so cool.
Fucking sick.
It was a fucking awful stage. And then these cunts. I turned up and... One of the things with comedy, and you'll get this the more you do it, and I want to hear about your open mic, the other thing.
We need to talk about the live show.
Live show too. You'll get this. You want to have people as close to the stage as possible.
Mm.
If there's a big gap, then it's awkward and it's weird and it doesn't feel right. So I got there. I got there probably about 6 o'clock, right? I think there's a bit of skin in me coffee. Gross. I got there about 6 o'clock. And I said to the guys, there's this big fucking dance floor in the middle, like this metal sort of like something you'd put like down on like a, if you wanted to put a roller skate ring in the middle of a park.
I know the ones. They're like the snap together dance floors when they're having fucking dances.
But it was really heavy. And I said, oh, can we move that? Because the fucking, the first row of chairs is 10 meters from the stage. She goes, can't move it. Too heavy. It's too close to Christmas.
Of course a woman would say that.
I was like, what do you mean it's too heavy? And I walk in. So I walk in with me.
Entourage?
Well, so I'm wearing, this is how I was dressed, right? I had the shorts that I'm wearing on right now, which is just like board shorts. I had my own merch shirt on because I ran out of shirts.
Which you also do have
Which
right
I am
now.
Wearing right now. The Elon shirts going great. And Black Friday sales, they start on Friday. There you go. 70% off store wide, the merch store. And I was carrying my Gucci duffel bag, which is like a $4,000 bag. Join the Patreon. So I walk in.
That makes me sick.
I walk in like the biggest diva ever.
Move this now.
I'm a diva, bro. I was like, I cannot have this dance floor. It's ruining my vibe.
Yeah.
Nah, but I full cracked it. And then I just ignored the lady the rest of the night. She turned out to be quite nice. And then I had to like grovel back. She was a bitch, but then she was heaps nice. So it was hard to judge her. So she was heaps rude and then she'd be nice and then she'd be rude again. And we were like going, what do we do with this?
Back and forth, the dance of bitchiness.
She was just...
Two bitches going at it.
Two hot bitches going at it, yeah. So she was swinging a YSL bag around. I was swinging my Gucci bag. And it's actually, it's an important business purchase, that one. That was for travel, so...
Yeah. For sure.
So you got to remember that.
For sure. But shows went great.
Shows were really good. Toowoomba was really cool. We're in this beautiful theatre called the Empire Theatre. And it holds 1,600 people.
Wow.
Did not sell 1,600 seats.
That's weird.
It's like 1,600. Like when we first booked it.
Big.
For Toowoomba?
Yeah.
In what world am I selling 1,600 seats in fucking Toowoomba?
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy.
Anyway, we sold 700, so I was pretty happy.
That's still great.
Considering the last time I did Toowoomba, like 3 years ago, we did, I think, 400 people. So it's going up. And then before that, it was like 50 people.
Yeah.
And before that, I hadn't done it. And so it's, you know, gradually growing and stuff. So that's beautiful. But met a lot of great people, a lot of shit people, a lot of people in the middle. But no, it was good. But that is the tour. Done and dusted.
That's it.
We are done, thank Christ.
And serious time off on the cards.
Well, time off from touring, yeah. YouTube will continue as normal. Podcasts will continue as normal. I'm working on some other things in the background as well as we the bub and stuff like that. Mm. So that's what this year, and that's why I crammed so much into the last 2 years of touring and shit. I want to have the entire year next year to spend as much time at home as possible in between, you know, YouTube and other commitments with that. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Never say never.
No, I mean, well, I mean, we're doing a show on the 8th of December in Maitland.
We are.
You're getting, this is your first proper show.
That you've weaseled me into, yes. Yeah. Which I'm very grateful for.
Did you see the poster for it the other day?
I didn't see my face on it.
Your face is on it.
Oh, but I haven't seen the new poster.
Yeah, yeah, hang on, hang on, hang on.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up.
It's a charity gig.
Gabe, if I send you something via Bluetooth, could you put it up? Don't shake your head. If I airdrop you something, couldn't you put it on the screen?
Look, I can work on it. I don't want to make any promises.
Just promise the people you'll
get it. Promise that you guys will see exactly what we're going to be looking at right now.
The people who, not the live stream, but they'll be able to watch it when it actually goes.
So if you go to Maitland Comedy Club, which is who we're doing the show, that's JB, who's been on the show before.
Legend.
He runs Maitland Comedy Club. He's got a big fucking...
He's really funny, actually.
He is really funny. He's a great dude. So originally it was, you know, just me and Frenchie on the poster. This is at the junkyard. I think we talked about all the chicks who were mad about it.
I actually know the bloke that runs the junkyard too.
Yeah, Small world, good dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the original one. So it's just Frenchie. I don't know. He's a weird dude.
Do you want to show your camera, Bluey?
That's all right. Now. It's a good poster. Nothing wrong with that poster.
And he put a caption of me saying, I'm not following Frenchie. I'm not too keen to get the Birkenstocks wet.
Is that a sledge at you?
Well, JB said, oh, do you want to go on last or should Frenchie headline? And I said, absolutely Frenchie headlines.
Yeah.
He ends with a shoey.
Yeah.
How do I come on stage after that?
Yeah, that is going to be tough to follow.
And also, Frenchie and I have known each other for so long. It's not.
It's not a fucking pissing contest.
It's not a pissing contest. I do not give a fuck. And then he updated the poster and he wrote, and just when you think this night can't get any bigger, Newcastle's very own Bluey, the bloke, not the dog, has been added to the lineup. But this creator of the Daily Blue and Cancel Me Now podcast regular, but is this creator of the Daily Blue and Cancel Me Now podcast regular funny? There's only one way to find out. Tickets available on Sunday night from 6 p.m. I don't know why they're not on sale now.
Well, can you only buy them at the venue?
No, they're on Facebook, but they're only on sale this Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
And then he added that. So you're on there now, the dog, Bluey, and a thumbnail of our podcast.
And there's a little speech bubble coming out of my mouth, and it says, do we need any scaffolding? Which is totally something I'd say.
Isn't that how your business answers the phone? Does anybody need any scaffolding?
That is our business marketing strategy. It's just me walking around saying that. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Gabe, you coming up?
Yeah, I'm down. That'll be fun.
It'll be.
That wasn't a question. He said, Gabe, you're coming up.
It'll be a great night. And there's a lot of nostalgia in it for me because Reddy will be there. And these are all guys who I basically started doing stand-up with. So Matt Reddy, Brock Henry, who's a very funny guy. He does a lot of deadpan comedy. Brad Austin does a lot of guitar stuff. Me, you, Frenchie. And Tom Armstrong, Frenchie's, I think it's his brother or something. They will all be there. And it's going to be a great night. And we're raising money for Swiss 8. So that's where all the profits of the night go to. So.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be fucking sick. Anyway.
Speaking of live shows.
The live podcast.
We had our live podcast last week.
And what a great success it was.
That is
surprising.
I think it's, I mean, it's fair to say.
One of the great shocks.
Yeah. And I think it was a shock because we didn't put that much time. Nowhere near as much time as what we probably should have into planning it.
Does anybody want?
I mean,
like that type of show.
Do you know what? If you're a fan of the Cancel Me Now podcast, you obviously know by now we don't plan. We don't plan.
And you probably should know this. I walk into this podcast every week going, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
I
don't Which is just what this. You did at the live show too.
Yeah, no, it is. It is exactly how I did it. But I think we might have to, and I want to talk more about it, but I think we might have to take it to Sydney next.
I don't know. I don't care.
What do you reckon?
Well,
you don't want to.
Well, I'm a Newcastle boy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a Newcastle boy. But the fact that we got 50 people, and there was people travelled from Wagga to come and watch us in Newcastle.
So the story with the podcast is, the live podcast, is you had to be a Patreon member to get in.
Yes.
And yet that was the only people we sold tickets to. We only sold them for, I think it was, when you take away the fee of the venue, it was $15 a ticket, so really cheap. But we sold it out in Newcastle just with Patreon members.
Mm.
And like, Newcastle's not a massive area, so I was really chuffed with that.
I was stoked. And it was a fucking great night.
It was.
Like, we had a lot of
really
fun.
Really nice people.
Great crowd.
Yep.
The guys running Newcastle Comedy Club, I know I've already fucking probably sucked their dicks enough.
Yeah,
but
that's enough.
They're legends.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great spot. They just did everything for us.
Yeah.
John K. Ruse. Our
How
special
good
guest,
JBK.
One, didn't know he did stand up. He's fucking hilarious. He was really, really good.
Really funny.
Two, Took him out on the piss after it.
Did you?
Great value. Yeah.
So
yeah.
how was that out in the source? He's actually at the World Cup at the moment, if you saw that.
No, he's not.
Yeah. He doesn't stop.
Oh, he's there.
Yeah.
Oh, he actually went over to Qatar.
Yeah, he was him and his brother was wearing a Rabbitohs jersey.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah, no, it was good. We finished the show and I'd obviously had fucking 50 cans. So I was ready to rock.
Yep.
And John's like, you know, he's fit. You know, he like looks fit.
He's fucking ripped.
Yeah. And so, well, I now understand what, because we're slugging cans and fucking eating shit. And John goes, oh, I'm pretty hungry. I said, well, we'll go get some Macca's on the way. And he goes, we're not getting Macca's. Stopped and got himself a muscle meal. You know, one of those macro.
Yeah,
so
we pulled
in at the servo near the Cambridge Hotel in Newcastle.
Yeah, they're everywhere, those new servos.
He got himself a muscle meal. And then I said, what do you want to drink? You want a schooner? And he goes, vodka lime water.
Yeah.
Fresh lime. And I was like,
water, not soda?
I feel like he said water, but I had had 30 cans. So
I fucking hope he had fucking soda.
I don't know. He could have had water.
Soda water is just water with bubbles. Yeah, like, let's be honest, John, calm down.
Bubbles could fuck with the shred. We don't know. Well, I don't know.
I certainly don't know.
But great. We had heaps of fun. We stayed out till close, which was very silly on a Sunday night.
Oh, fuck it. And you had a rain day the next day. Is that right?
I had a late start. I didn't have a fucking rain day, unfortunately. I was praying for rain.
Yeah.
And I woke up at like rain 7. And it was flogging down. I said, yes. And then by 7:45, it had stopped and the sun was coming out. Fuck. And the hangover was getting worse.
You got to start hiring more blokes so you can just sit in the truck and point around.
Well, that's the goal one day, is to just sit in the truck and yell at people, but not there yet. But no, it was a great night. Sunday night was fantastic. It was very good.
Yeah, it was. And the crowd was really cool too. We stayed around and chatted to everyone for some time. I left before you, Bluey. I had the excuse of little Dickie was a bit crook, but great
experience. I was soaking it up. It was fucking great.
You enjoyed it?
It was a lot of fun. We were very lucky. It was a very, very good
crowd. And people are big fans of yours. So you're starting to get fans. What's that like?
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. But I've also got haters too.
Who's hating you?
I don't know. People have always sent me messages. Like when you do the Daily Blue and they're like, fuck you, man. That's not, like, I'll sledge like teachers. Oh. I'll be like, teachers don't get out of their pajamas. And they're like, that's anti-union. You should be, I'm like,
shut up. Go shut and have up. Another fucking protest, you cunts. Yeah, I'm sick of teachers. This is the anti-teacher podcast. You don't do anything. All right, you teach kids how to remember facts and figures. Shut up. Teach them how to do their tax return, you fucking sloppy cunts.
Yeah.
I hate teachers. All they do, clip this, all they fucking do every single week, and I've got the man flu, that's how much I'm blowing up. All they do every week is they come in and plan a little fucking meal plan or a class plan or whatever they do and go, oh, 2x2. And then you go and complain that you're not getting paid enough. $80,000 is enough. You didn't get a good ATAR score. You got a low ATAR score. And then you got into university just. P's get degrees. You pass, just pass every single time. And then you go and teach the next fucking group of people to go through, fail at life, fail at university and become teachers again. Go and complain about it somewhere else. You fucking idiots. Anyway, I like some teachers.
Yeah, but most of what you said there is factually accurate.
It really is.
Yeah, but that was great. And there was like some really, really fun people. It's good. But like, yeah, I was fucking hammered drunk too.
How did you get so drunk?
Well, I was like, there was that really fucking drunk dude down the front. He kept throwing me cans.
Right.
And I would like, he would see me getting low.
Yeah, yeah, and he'd fix you up.
He could tell by like, you know, when you can tell a beer can's getting kind of light, yep. Like by the way it gets picked up.
Yeah.
And he would just like throw them out of the dark. And you know what it's like when you're on stage, the lights in your eyes, you can't really see too well. So there was just beer cans fucking coming out of the darkness.
That's like what a lot of people don't understand about like performing on stage, is you can only see the front two rows maybe.
And I fucking nerded it up massively that first open mic I did.
And you got up there.
And like, I got up there.
Wow,
and
like, it's so bright.
I was like, got up there. I was like, oh, I can't see anything. And then I got off stage and you were like, can't.
That's like the number one thing you don't say.
Don't do that. And I was like, yeah, right, no worries. Yeah. Could have told me that fucker before I went on stage.
Well, I didn't, because I'm a fucking supreme professional.
Seasoned.
I haven't thought about that in a while.
Yeah.
Although I do complain about it every single night. I get on stage. Sorry for burping.
These lights are too bright.
I do. I say to them every time, I say, can you bring the lights down? Because for whatever reason, when I'm on stage, it fucking flares the old epilepsy up and I start getting heaps anxious.
I'm going to come with a strobe light to one of your
shows. I've had those and I walk on, I'm just like, this is awful. When I was in Darwin doing a show, and I've told this story on the podcast before, but the tour manager fucked up and couldn't get the lights to turn off, and we were in a nightclub downstairs in Darwin. It was fucking hot as fuck. And I walked on and he had like all the strobe lights and all the spinny lights going, like the middle of the, you know, he'd be playing in the middle of the night at a dance club, whatever. And he couldn't turn them off. So for the first 15 minutes of me set, it's just fucking spinning lights and strobe lights. And I'm going, this is the worst time of my fucking life. It's woeful. I haven't been to Darwin since.
That does sound shit.
Darwin, it's a nice place, but I don't know if I'll go back there.
Darwin,
bro. A lot of crocs.
Yeah. Jellyfish in Darwin?
Do you know crocs are making a comeback? Did you know about
this? The shoes?
Yeah. In America, they're really big.
They suck.
I'm going to buy a pair, surely.
What? Really?
They look so, they're so comfy.
Did you, were you not around when Crocs come out? Fuck off, fly.
Oh, but they were always real daggy, like something your dad would wear, and like you just thought, oh, they're gross, I'll never wear them.
And they've made it really big in America now. Yeah. So what Americans will do, and I guess this is all over the world now, is they'll get a Croc and they'll buy like...
putting pins in them, aren't
they? Pins in them, yeah.
That's and crap.
Like you get the fucking, you get the Pride flag, you get the BLM flag, you get
so you can virtue signal and look like a complete flog at the same time.
So you can get a job on the project or something, and you know that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for talent; they're looking for how virtuous you are.
That's crap. Yeah, one of the boys wore Crocs to our punters club trip last year. We went to the Boxing Day test in Melbourne.
Yeah,
and he was like, and he had a Drake pin in them actually.
Oh yeah,
and I threw them on the roof of the penthouse we were staying in because I was like, you're doing this to wind me up. They suck. You suck. These are going.
And how much are Crocs?
Well, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
He's up for a new pair though.
Yeah, fucking oh. Yeah. He is. Yeah. It's funny that they came back out of everything. Crocs. Well,
would you rather Birkenstocks or Crocs?
I hate Birks. Birks are massive.
What's wrong with
now.
Birks?
Well, everyone. You know, I just don't like that people just get on the board with crap trends. Like,
what if they're really comfy and you don't know?
I mean, are they any comfier than a pair of Havies? Like,
I wear slides. They're heaps comfy. Mm-hmm. The like, Nike slides.
Everyone
have
just gets Birks because everyone else gets Birks.
I've never worn Birks.
It is a bit of a trend. Yeah,
yeah, they're just trendy. Yeah.
Should we buy Birks and do the next podcast in Birks?
We'll be throwing them on the roof.
The Birkcast.
When I say Birkcast, that's Burt Kreischer's podcast, isn't it? Birk. Yeah, no, I just don't like when people just get on with trends just for the sake of it.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but we are doing Butt Smart Fidget Spinners.
You fucking would too.
I would if it lasted longer.
Yeah, you had them ready to go and then the trend died.
Well, I fucking have beard masks. I can't wait for Rona to come
back. You're waiting for the next wave.
I've still got 300 of each.
I was going to mask up for this episode because you're so sick.
I'm not that sick. It's just I'm coughing up phlegm. It hurts.
That's all right.
Don't you hate... You know when you're in the shower and you got to hack it up and it like feels like you're pulling a fucking sword out of your throat?
Sometimes after big weekends when you had like 1,000 durries and you're just like, someone will make you laugh, you go...
Jesus Christ. Why don't you get on like nicotine patches or something?
Why don't you fucking mind your own business? Nah, because I like smoking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Serious topic, Friendly Geordies.
Yo!
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he is.
That's terrifying. He got petrol bombed his house.
His house was firebombed by I don't know. Pretty hectic though.
Crazy.
I think it was Waleed Alu.
Yeah,
he's probably the logical choice.
He's the prime suspect.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any of the other real high flyers that he's after. It would have been Waleed.
Barilaro.
It would have been Waleed because he picked on him a little bit.
Cronies. Yeah, very scary.
Fucking terrible.
Why haven't you been fucking petrol bombed?
No, I feel like petrol bombing myself at the moment. I feel like shit. Mm. I'm ready to go out. I sometimes get like that when I'm sick. I'm like, oh, just end it.
Just kill me.
But yeah, he because I texted him this morning about our Average Man show.
Yeah.
I said, well, you're keen to do that soon. Let's talk about it because he said he's keen. And then Xenophon Davis, who are his law firm, posted about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, I feel like a fucking idiot for asking that question this morning.
Yeah, so did you get petrol bombed last night and then you're asking if you want to
shoot? Bro, you want to come do a fun video?
Yeah, mate, I had an attempt on my life last night.
Yeah, someone tried to kill me. So
I'll come do your stupid gym series. No worries.
We'll do it later. I'll be there this hour. No, but he... Neil Cole Hatcar messaged me about it and I said, have you spoken to him? And he said, no, I haven't spoken. I text him and apparently he's okay, but I imagine he's very shaken up.
Fucking
as he would be.
Yeah. You
know? Just an unbelievable thing to happen.
Yeah, it's gutless too.
Fucking gutless.
It's very gutless.
Now, you don't know who's inside someone's house.
Yeah, I know.
Who does and does that?
Yeah. It's fucking, it's weak.
But poor like, Geordies. But who's to blame for that?
The person that did it, I assume.
I wonder if, well, obviously.
Are you trying to get rhetorical here or what's?
No, but
is that a rhetorical question?
I think the media has something to play in that because he was portrayed as this evil dude who's just so up Labor's ass and people were like, right, well, this cunt needs to be stopped, all this type of stuff. And so many people hated him. Even like left-wing people hated him. And they're like, he needs to be stopped, he needs to be cancelled, all that type of stuff. And all it takes, I don't know who did it. There's a lot of rumours and innuendo out there, but there's a lot of people who were just mad, and it only takes one psycho. Like, I've had a million fucking death threats. It only takes one psycho to do something.
That's a thing. It just takes one fucking...
And then when you beat it up in the media about how much of a piece of shit he is, like, I don't know if you saw this True Geordies thing happen the other week.
He said about... He had a pop at the Cobra.
Yeah, about Andrew Tate, about because he's a Muslim.
I love Andrew Tate.
So do I.
The more the Tate thing goes on, the more I'm like... Oh.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fucking love
his brother, Tristan.
Yo!
Mad cunt. I love him. All I do is
drink, smoke, do weights, buy expensive stuff. It's pretty much me.
On that topic, when are we going to do our Tate cast? We should do an Andrew Tate special.
Special. Well, he's Muslim now, so we can't drink.
Well, we're not Muslim.
What are you talking about? No, but he's converted to Islam.
No.
So we're going to go.
Sorry.
Oh, we'll just.
You were going to say what I was going to say.
Yeah,
but you say.
No, you say.
No, I don't want. Gabe, can you say it?
Gabe doesn't know what we're talking about.
We were going to do an outside. Because, you know, I don't want to smoke in here. So
it's going to be a Christmas edition. We're going to get fucking blind.
Should we do it early before Christmas so we remember? Or should we do it right up at Christmas?
Whatever.
Okay.
We could do it the week leading into Christmas. We could do it 2 weeks before.
I like having it close. A close Christmas special.
Mm. I mean, it'd feel festive.
We could, you know what we could do? We could film it a couple of nights before and release it on Christmas night.
That'd be nice. When you've like had a gut full of your family.
Yeah.
And you're blind. And
it's just us.
And you can go home and just listen to the boys.
Talk absolute
shit. We'll also be drunk.
Yeah. Fuck, let's do that. Yeah.
We'll release it Christmas night.
Yeah. We'll release it Christmas night. A special Christmas edition of Cancel Me Now.
A very cancelled Christmas.
A very cancelled. Oh, damn. That's beautiful. Good.
Christmas Me Now.
Christmas
Me Now. Cancel Me Christmas.
It's good that we have our planning meetings while we do the podcast. It's two birds, one stone.
It lets people be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Does whiskey help kill stuff?
Yeah. I was told I was sick. I actually had the flu a few weeks ago.
Mm.
And the lady, I was meeting a mate to...
Meeting a couple of ladies, were
you? No, I was meeting a mate and he said, we're at a pub and he goes, the lady said, rum and orange juice.
Oh.
The rum is to make you feel better and the orange juice is the vitamin C.
Yeah.
So I don't think it actually does anything, it just makes you feel better.
I think you need a lot more vitamin C than what's in a bit of orange
juice. What do you mean? You mean post-mix orange juice from the pub doesn't have a lot of vitamin C in it?
No, it does if you put like a vitamin C tablet in it.
Yeah. Other than that. And eat an orange.
Like Morgan Brown, who's a friend of ours, he was the guy who filmed our very first videos back in 2018.
The Dickhead's Guide to Newcastle.
Dickhead's Guide to Newcastle. We should react to that one day on the show. Anyway.
Live. Cancel Me Now reacts.
Wow. He gets... Every time we go to McDonald's, because when I'm on the road, I always go and get a coffee from Macca's in the morning. And I do it a lot of the time in real life too. anyway, he always gets the orange juice and I'm blown away. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, man? Macca's orange juice, not great.
Like if you're going to get an OJ, go to Woolies and get like
the- He's have a nice pulpy bastard.
The nudie ones.
You're pulp man?
Of course my fucking
pulp. You're pulp man, Gabe?
I'm more of an apple juice goer.
But, yep. That wasn't the question. Question was, do you like pulp and orange juice?
Well, I prefer Pepsi.
Well, I mean, if I was given a choice, I'd probably prefer apple. Yeah, I didn't ask that, mate.
Right, apple juice. I can do the pulp. I can do the pulp.
Black currant's great too.
I love apple and black currant. Remember the good old apple and black currant?
I had a Zupa Dupa last night on my poor little throat. It was black currant. It was delicious.
You are a big baby.
I am. I'm such a baby. Claire, my Claire's halfway, right?
Yeah.
And on Friday on the Little Buttsman channel, we're announcing what we're having, which is very
this
exciting.
Friday.
This Friday.
That's exciting.
That way, if Gabe can get the fucking edit done.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
He said to me, I didn't know this was out this Friday.
I would add it down.
The subject I had on the email, I said, out this Friday in bold.
Can't trust your emails, mate.
Can't trust my email. I'll fucking email you, mate. Don't worry about that. Anyway, so, yeah, my poor pregnant wife, she got up fucking 6:30 this morning. She bloody took my headphones out of my ears last night.
What did you have headphones in for? Oh, did you fall asleep with them in?
Yeah. I've been doing that a bit lately because you can't feel them.
Anytime I put anything on the telly or anything in my ears before bed, it's like 45 seconds and I'm gone.
Really?
Mate. It's like, you know, like white noise. It just becomes white noise to me and I'm just gone.
Have I ever told you what I listen to before I go to sleep every night?
No.
Like, I know I'm pretty, like, a lot of people out there today will hate me because of Sick Butterfield. Sick Butterfield's a cunt, right? Just a boring, whinging piece of shit.
Do you listen to our podcast? Because if you say that,
no,
I'm leaving.
I'm not that
That's fucking crap.
But what I do listen to is, you know, on a website called Reddit.
I know of Reddit, yes.
They have like forums and stuff and like the topic and people will tell their stories. Well, I listen to scary stories from that before I go to bed. I'll play one for you.
How do you listen to that? Like, does
on your phone, mate.
Fucking retarded.
Gabe's where did that come from?
Gabe's got a new, it's Kanye.
Oh, is it? Play that again. I want to hear it again.
That's fucking retarded.
He's talking about Biden there too.
I'm a big fan of that.
That is retarded.
So I listen to this. By me and ask my mom if her son, my friend,
could come by to my house daily to study with you a serial killer? She'd pay us for this, to which this is what Jeffrey Dahmer used
his
to
his voice
do.
Gets me a bit weird though. I don't know if I like
so
that.
So is that like Siri kind of reading it? Not Siri, but
no,
like
that's actually a dude that does it. I'm trying to find one with the actual Reddit voice.
Do you listen to spooky Reddit forum stories?
And you know who else does?
No one.
My wife. People who have had a creepy feeling
about someone come true. Yeah, that's happened. Like that's AI reading. When I was in high school, some new kid joined.
Only really interacted with him on the football field. The first thing was better. Really
do you really listen to that?
The robot voice.
Every night.
Put you to sleep.
Every night.
That's.
Every night before bed.
That's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I said it in my Wollongong show and about 8 people put their hand up and goes, I did the same thing.
Wow. Wollongong is also full of fucking retards as well. Yeah. That's bizarre.
But that's how I've... Well, I used to listen to podcasts before I went to bed. Yeah. I used to listen to... When I was a kid, I used to listen to Hamish and Andy's podcast.
Two of the greats.
Two of the greats. And then I would listen to... I think I would listen to like some Rogan and stuff after that. But then I started watching like videos and shit. But you can't... what I do with that Reddit stuff... And the creepy voice you heard at the start is a guy called Reddit Aliens. And he reads about heaps creepy. It's
that
a whole
is
thing.
Weird.
Well, that's... But this is the thing. It's like a podcast. People tell scary stories and stuff. I like the hospital ones.
Ooh.
About doctors doing horrible shit or like the
ooh,
worst.
Like the asylums.
Yep, asylum stuff. Mm. There's other ones where they come in like, this is my worst patient I ever had. She had maggots coming out of her ass.
Ooh,
and shit.
Spooky.
There's ones from
ooh, Clary. Ooh, I'm scared.
No, I got my headphones on.
Oh, okay.
She can't eat.
She's not listening to the same ones?
She listens to this dude. It's fucking hilarious. I can't remember what his name is.
You sound like you're going to judge her.
No, no, you
because I'm judging you.
No, you would judge her too if you knew what it said. Oh, what does it say? Hang on, I got to call her.
It'll be hard to top, I reckon. Well, that robot voice.
I'll
does,
top
mate.
You in a minute, mate.
Wait.
I don't know. I think
what
she's
do you mean
out.
By that? Huh? What do you mean by that?
He's going to kill you.
Kill you.
Oh, I thought it was a different type of top.
He's going to wank you off and then kill you. He's going to make you come in and kill you.
I think she's outside with the neighbours. They just had a baby, so she's there all the time.
Clucky.
She's going to be a great mum. Oh. So anyway, the one that Claire listens to, it has the same. You know, I have. What have you done again? You've broken the fuck up.
It's just loose.
Now, no. Go up. No. There you go. Keep going with that.
You just keep talking for a second. I've got it because I'm going to have to unplug.
We're going to have to add this to the drinking game every time Bluey fucks
the microphone. Stop touching things. So Claire's one that she listens to is very similar. Yeah, that'll fly up. But her guy goes, okay, we're ready to get into the show. But remember, before we get started, to always stay hungry.
Oh, no.
And I hear it every night. And this dude does this fucking voice. And he reads, like, the most ridiculous things out. Like, he'll read, in his thing, he'll read out, like, he uses the same voice for whoever he's, like, talking about. It might be, like, he's talking about a 13-year-old girl. And he goes, I was a 13-year-old girl. And so I'm in bed next to Claire, and I always, like, copy the voice. I'm like, he was a 13-year-old girl, and he couldn't believe it.
If she ever, like, runs out of stuff to listen to, you'll just have to tell her a bedtime story in that voice. Just put it on.
That's my wife you're talking about.
Yeah, have some respect.
He's Jesus. The one doing the voice.
Yeah, see, this is the problem.
This is he's going to be familiar now.
When are we going to get a camera on you?
Up to you.
Tell you what.
Could we hook up that GoPro to film you?
Maybe.
By the way, welcome back. The full shot, the middle camera.
Oh, yeah, we lost. Middle camera was out for a while. I missed you.
After a podcast one day, middle camera died.
They're pretty cheap, these things, aren't they?
Yeah, like $1,600. Heaps cheap. Gets four more of them. But I sent it off to Canon, and they just said, yeah, it's fixed. Send it back. Something was wrong with the motherboard or the mothership or something.
Yeah, right.
They just fixed the dog.
Just a simple technical error.
Yeah, they just welded a bit of fucking concrete on.
Should have given it to me. Scaffy's could have done that.
You should have just thrown it.
A couple of taps with the hammer.
Hit it with a croc or something.
Get it back in.
So, yeah, as I was saying, yeah, it's very scary what happened to Geordie's.
Yeah, true. We got sidetracked big time there. Anyway, thoughts with Friendly Geordie's, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Friend of justice.
I'll tell you who you're not a friend of. From what I hear, I've been talking to some people, and there's a particular community that's pretty mad at you.
Is it the bricklayers?
No.
Because I'm fucking mad at them.
It's the possum community.
Yeah. Yeah, the marsupials fucking... Well, I didn't kill any possums. I just want to be straight up with that.
All I know is you've said to me today that you've got a possum story, and I thought I'd just lay it up for you right there for you to pounce on. So please, pounce. Pounce on me.
Pounce on me now.
I said that to Matt Reddy last night. He's watching this Chris Hemsworth documentary, and it's all about like challenging yourself. And I said, oh, we've been talking about doing like a really long walk, like 100 Ks over 2 days sort of thing, raise money. And he goes, what other things you could do? He goes, oh, we could kayak for a day. I said, we could have sex for 24 hours. And then I followed up with each other.
Hemsworth should challenge himself to make a decent movie. That'd be fucking nice challenge.
Oh, I'm Thor. Shut up, mate. You're an idiot.
Yeah, so the possum. So our lovely golden retriever, the big fucking idiot Hansel, who also didn't kill the possum, and preface this, was barking. And I was up in the kitchen. Our kitchen looks down directly on our backyard. And I was like, what are you barking at? We've got like a big gum tree with like a pile of rocks around the base of it. And Hansel's barking at the rocks. And I was like, dickhead, they're rocks. Don't worry about that. Hansel, go down there. And I'm like, oh, shit. The fucking biggest possum ever.
Oh.
This could have been a fucking world record possum. This thing was fucking huge. And
it wasn't from Channel 7, was it?
It was Prime. Possum? Prime Possum.
Does everyone have Prime Possum? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
If you don't have Prime Possum, Google it.
But he was not looking well.
Oh, really?
So
did Hansel get him?
Hansel didn't get him, but Hansel discovered him. Hansel raised the alarm. So Hansel's a hero.
Did he fall out? What happened? Did he fall out of the tree? Did he get the vaccine or something?
So I went CSI. I'm like,
oh no.
I'm looking at the scene. You know, Grissom off CSI. I'm like,
did you have the glasses on and everything?
Yeah, I didn't, but then I put them on and went like.
You ran back inside to get your glasses.
Yeah. I'm like looking. And so like, but the pot is fucked up. He's obviously fallen from the tree. And he was like, it's like spread out over the rocks. He definitely broke his neck.
Oh, no.
I was sad. And he was fucking big. And I was like, shit, what if it's a mother and there's like kids there? There was no kids. It was all good. But I had to put the dog inside. I was like, fuck, what do I do? And I was just about to eat dinner. Obviously, big dead possum didn't really feel like eating dinner.
Oh, it was dead.
That. Oh, he was gone.
Oh, he died.
Oh, he's brown bread.
Oh, yeah. No.
I think he's just, I don't know, fucking around and falling.
Maybe he was on the beers or something.
Something I'd do if I was a possum. I'd definitely fall out of a tree and die.
Fucking oath, yeah.
And, so I'm like, fuck, what do I do?
God, thank Christ that didn't
happen. What would you boys do if there was a fucking big dead? This fucking bastard was like the size of a house cat.
You dig a hole and you bury it.
Well, I didn't do it.
Straight in the bin.
You put it in the bin, you can't.
I didn't put it in the bin because it's...
He said that.
You would because you're from the country. You're from the country. Sick.
You'd spit on it and piss on it.
No, I'll tell you what I did, right?
Did you put on the shovel and launch it over the back fence?
I put it in a bin bag and was like, all right, plot my next move. So I rang the vet.
Oh, what do I do with a dead possum?
Well, no, because I was like,
I don't think we can save it.
Dead animal. What do I do? And they said, ring the council. The council will come and get it for you.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say this on the podcast, but I'm going to just say
why
it.
Why didn't
anyway.
You just bury it?
Well, where would I? Where?
In the ground.
What, in my yard? For the dog effort. To dig up? Well, no.
Or we'll go to the bush and
what would you do?
I'd bury it.
Fucking pig's ass.
Of course I would. What do you mean?
Or what I did was I put it in the bag. First, I rang the council and I said, council, Bluey, he's going. They said, good, Bluey, what's happening? I said,
Shaq is blue.
Council, I've got a dead possum in my yard and I was told by a vet that you guys could come and remove it. And they said, if it's on public land, we'll come and get it, but we won't come and get it if it's in a private residence. I said, what if I go and put it out on the street at the front of my house? Will you just come and get it then? And she stopped, she sort of paused and goes, we can't tell you to do that. We would never tell you to do that. But yeah, I suppose if there was a dead possum out on public land, we have to come and get it. I was like, so I bagged him up. I took him to a track near my house, put him respectfully in a spot they could find him, and then rang the council and said, I've just found a dead possum, and told him where it was.
Did a different person answer?
Like yeah.
Okay, so you...
What else was I supposed to do?
You're a fucking tradie. Grab a shovel and put it in the ground.
Where? What ground are you suggesting I bury it in, mate?
You went to a track, didn't you?
What, do I just go and fucking... No, it's
a possum, not a person.
So in nature, time, mate.
So during,
it's a possum.
In nature, right, we're all friends with Adam Greentree, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
So when animals die in the wild, do other animals come and fucking dig holes for them and bury them? Or do they just get eaten and nature goes on?
Well, they would eat it, but you'd put it in the ground so people don't have to walk past and go, fuck, that's a giant dead possum.
I do. Fucking someone else can.
I'm just thinking you've made two phone calls, you've used a good bin bag and you've transported it. How did you
I tried.
How did you transport the dead possum?
In the tray of my ute.
So you've thrown it in the hearse.
No, I was gentle. I was so respectful because I was like sad.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, he's brown bread. And he's fucking huge. Obviously lived a good life.
Yeah, obviously. Until he's dead.
Until he fucking... That's what I know. Now I know why he was so big. That's why he died when he hit the... If it was a lighter possum, he probably would have survived the fall.
What do they call it? When you go as fast as you can when you fall?
Terminal velocity.
So he's hit terminal velocity the second he hit out the tree, just went...
Yeah. Boom. Oh, mate. He was like... He was strewn over a rock right on his neck and he was like folded over it.
The Alex McKinnon of possums.
Yeah.
Now, I think... Let's put a bit more whiskey in there.
Whiskey's obviously making you feel better.
A bit more courage. It really is.
Good. Yeah.
Do you want some whiskey, you big fucking...
Nah, I'm
cunt?
Driving.
Now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I didn't have time to bury him.
You had time to transport him.
Well, so it happened...
Bag him. It happened... Make two phone calls.
Yeah. Do you know how quick... That's all... Like, digging a hole big enough for...
How long does it take to dig a hole for a possum?
How big's a hole?
A possum-sized hole.
When was the last time you dug a hole?
I dug holes. I once dug a hole bigger than me.
Yeah, at the beach.
No, it was at my grand and pop's house. They had a pipe problem.
Was a fucking mafioso making you dig your own grave at gunpoint?
May as well have been. It was fucking deep. Surprised it didn't fall in and kill me.
So anyway, that was my possum story. R.I.P. Rip possum. Rip in peace, possum.
Prime possum is dead because of you.
Yeah.
You failed to act.
No.
You could have supported the neck.
No.
You could have fucking mouth to mouth, possum to possum.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably didn't. As a first responder for that possum, I was pretty...
Bit of ringtail action.
Pretty shit house.
Yeah, fucking oath, yeah. You know what you did?
No one fall out of trees around me because you will die and get a fucking roadside
burial.
And
the possum will be like, oh, fucking...
You won't even get a shallow grave.
The bloody council will be getting rings up. Oh, there's a dead person out the front. Well, they're not dead yet, but what do I do with them?
Oh, no, now they're dead.
Yeah, well, R.I.P. Mr. Possum.
Ripping possum. This episode is dedicated to the possum.
Rest in paradise, Mr. Possum.
There's a link in the description. You can donate to the possum's family's GoFundMe.
To regenerate the grass that he was thrust upon.
Someone will find him.
I'm just thinking that I reckon I could dig a hole big enough for a possum in 30 seconds.
You couldn't get the shovel out of the ute in 30 seconds.
It's not in the ute. It's in the back shed.
You wouldn't bury him in your backyard.
Okay, but there's a lot of bush around.
And you're going to get there in 30 seconds and dig the hole.
You don't know how I dig, bro.
Nah, I didn't have time to dig a hole for him.
You could have done a lot of things.
And you know what? It was out of spite for the council. Because I was like, I pay my fucking taxes.
Your rates, yeah.
And I was like, come and get this. You're going to do it. I wasn't a dickhead. I could have gone and put it out the front of my house on the fucking medium strip and said, now it's your problem.
That's what I thought you were going to
do. No way. But it did cross my mind.
I would have done that.
But I was like... Come and get it from my house.
When she said, "Oh, you have to, if it's on council property, is it on council property?" I would have said,
Like, that's what I said to her. I was like, "Well, it's in my backyard. I can let you guys in." They're like, "Oh, we can't. It's a private residence." I was like, "What if I just fucking put it out the front where it's your?" And she's like, "Oh, well, yeah, we would have to come and get it." I was like, "Well, fucking come and get the cunt then."
Well, you know what? You could have just, and hear me out, you could have just like put it in the bin.
No, I didn't want to do that because it's going to get hot this week. It was like 33 today.
But then
that bastard would have been humming.
Could you imagine what the council workers would have done to it? Like they would have just picked it up by the foot, thrown it in the back of the ute.
What do you reckon they do?
Well, there's like dead animal patrol.
Yeah.
And they come along and they just
what a job.
Scrape shit off.
Shout out to any listeners that might be on Dead Animal Patrol.
Let us know in the comments if you are on Dead Animal Patrol. But who applies for scraping shit off the road on Seek?
Yeah.
What are your skills? Picking things up, putting them down, driving.
I mean, that could be a scaffolder too.
That is, like, and a bricklayer.
Yeah.
All right, well, shout out to all the possums that listen.
Rip possum.
Louis the possum hater.
No, I love the possum.
Obviously, Jesus Christ.
Respect
must
the
be a big fan. I did have some things I wanted to talk about with you tonight. We do have a very interesting part of the show today. That's just for Patreon members.
Is this the draft?
This is we've decided to draft. It's only $1 a month to join Patreon.
It's like a sports draft.
It's a sports draft. We're going to draft the team of the century. That's what I've named it just now.
No, it's just going to be like Bluey's Heroes and like Buttsy. Like we're going to pick our own team.
Well, I think we should join a team because I don't think I've picked enough people for an entire team.
You only need five. We're just picking your top five draft.
That's
picks.
Not a team.
No, but that's what I mean. It's not. It's just
it's
a
team in basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. So people. Are we going like a football team?
No, I can't think of 13.
Just top five.
Top five. It's your top five draft.
All right. Well, I'll go top seven because I think I've got seven.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Cool.
And then once we start drafting them, you know, there's going to be more are going to come.
Well, we
up.
Didn't say this, but it's the top five or seven. Sex pests of all time.
Yeah. And that's we need to be clear on the term sex pest because Gabe and I have different definitions and I know you've got a different definition to what
I went full pedophile.
Yeah. So a sex pest in my books is like one of the boys who's like just constantly harassing women and like a horny operator is just constantly like Tinder, Instagram DMs, just sleazing when you're out.
Okay.
That's a sex pest. But you and Gabe...
Well, that's right.
We're obviously molested because you both think a sex pest is a pedophile.
Gabe molested me, which was
weird. Yeah. So, but we're gonna come up with our top five.
Okay,
pedophiles.
I reckon mix them both in.
I think we should be very very honest about who we're talking about because we don't want to mix people up. Like, you know,
yeah, give an explanation on your pick.
Now, I will say this: has been inspired by the great one of the rugby league's greats, Brett Freed. Brett Finch, who got off jail time today.
Did he?
120 hours community service.
For distributing child abuse material?
No, I don't know if he distributed it.
Was he in possession of? Did he get off?
Yeah, he got off all right.
Jesus.
Let me, I'll read this out so it's not us. Disgraced former NRL player Brett Finch. Avoids jail time over child sex abuse chat. Former NRL star Brett Finch, which is star. Was he a star?
Yeah. He was a comp.
Yeah. He played Origin. Melbourne. He has avoided custodial sentence for sending messages about child sexual abuse on a phone chat service after a judge accepted they were desperate attempts to feed his drug addiction.
I've got a bit about this.
The 41-year-old used chat services FastMeet to share fantasies about young boys. Finch claimed he was on the service to purchase cocaine. Well, I mean, you know.
Good lawyer. How do you twist that?
Mate, he was there to purchase cocaine, not root.
Yes, I went to a child sex, what are they called? Group chat to look for bags.
Is anyone here?
That's where I go before big weekends.
Listen, everybody, I know we're all talking about kids' asses, but does anyone have any cocaine?
Anyone got any chalk?
He says he had been abandoned by his friends and is unable to work. He says he has been abandoned by his friends and is unable to find work.
Yeah. Why? How come?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't put it on... my resume that I try to fuck kids.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Finch was arrested in Sydney 2021, pleaded guilty to one count of using a carriage service to transmit or publish child abuse material. The 41-year-old has previously told a Sydney court he's disgusted in himself for sending the twisted audio messages in which he claimed were part of a desperate attempt to obtain cocaine. The ex-NRL player used the service Fast Meat to describe fantasies about young boys and told the judge he thought he could connect with hypersexualized users who had access to drugs. That's a stretch.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, that's not great.
That's a stretch, man.
That's not great.
That's a stretch.
But, so does a case like that go to like a jury? Like, did a bunch of people have to go like, yeah, fair enough?
I don't know how it works. Hopefully I never have to find out. Yeah.
I don't know, man. He it's pretty fucked up, to be honest.
Yeah.
That he would get off that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Off over that, but. Because he said some, I can't remember exact quotes of what he said, but they were pretty fucking different.
Yeah, I always like tune out when those stories come up because they make me sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah. Because Finchie was like, especially like you come from a rugby league background like we do, Finchie was like the lovable larrikin.
Yeah.
Like halfback, cheeky, like everyone knew he was a fucking rat bag.
When it came out, I was like, it sucked. Astonished.
So then like when I start hearing stuff like that, I'm like, just make jokes about it and stuff. Because you know, you go like, fuck, it's so sad and fucking shit. You're just like, fuck, this cunt fucking sucks. Like, he's a fucking pedophile. Like,
well, I don't know if he's a pedophile.
Well, no, but fucking, he's on the way.
I don't know. I know, but I don't want to get sued.
Oh, yeah.
So well, I'm not saying he's a pedophile.
I'm not saying he's a pedophile either. But he's on the fucking, he's in that fucking realm.
He's on the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
So that's what's inspired today's.
So anyway, in Patreon, we're going to make fun of pedophiles.
We're going to make fun of pedophiles. Well, I mean, you got to make fun of pedophiles, Christ.
Yeah.
Now, what else have we got going on? We got fucking, I'm just looking at my list. It's definitely not what you're talking about.
What's that?
My sex best list.
Your draft list. Well, it's going to be a good Patreon.
Let's go to Patreon now. I'm sick of it.
You're crook. How far are we in, Gabe?
Yeah, we've done 51 minutes.
Yeah, fuckers.
We're going to Patreon early.
I'm sweating.
The big fella's battling.
I'm going to bed. I'm sweating up in here. It's actually quite hot outside.
It's fucking roast. That's right. Why I had to fucking get rid of that possum. Can you imagine that fucking dead possum?
We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Swelling in this.
Be a good motherfucker. Peace to the Middle East. We dig sticks. Blah, 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 blah.
R.I.P. possum.
God, I just spent up so much green shit. Ugh.
I saw that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.